بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم. سبحانك اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. سبحانك اللهم لا فهم لنا إلا ما فهمتنا إنك أنت الجواد الكريم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، رب زدني علما، رب زدني علما. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المنزل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. وقال تعالى: ولا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد تلك حدود الله فلا تعتدوها أو فلا تقربوها ومن يتعد حدود تلك حدود الله فلا تقربوها كذلك يبين الله آياته للناس لعلهم يتقون. وقال تعالى: والفجر وليال عشر، والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر. Dear respected brothers and elders, this is the really important time of the year. The best nights, remember, the best nights of the years of the year are the last 10 days of Ramadan. As like the best days of the year are, of course, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, Ayyamul Hajj. Now, these last 10 days, they do not come every month. They do not come every week. They come once a year. How long? How many times? Once a year. One brother was sitting here last year. What is it this year? Kaayo. What is it? Qabl Islam. Who's going to be here next year? Wallahu a'lam. Who's going to be here next year? Wallahu a'lam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned three things in this period, which I will talk inshallah with tafsir. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. ولا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد and والفجر وليال عشر. These three ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. Now, what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do in these 10 nights, let us talk, let us see. And what does the Quran ask us to do in these 10 nights? Let us see as well. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in these 10 nights, as Muslim narrates from Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will strive in these last 10 days more than he will strive in other days. More than he will strive in other days. In a sense, if his 8 rakats on a normal year will take 2 hours, for example, in these 10 days they take 3 hours. As an example, for us to understand. Among these is that he would stay up at night during them, as is in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, when the 10 days began, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam would tighten his belt, stay up at night, and wake up his family. Tighten his belt, which means we don't need to go into details. He never used to go to his wife, as long as it's haram. No, nothing haram about it. If anyone wants to go to his woman, of course, his wife, she's halal for him. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's other priorities. I've got the whole year, 10 days to TDA. It's not as if there's not any harm. This is tighten his belt. So now if someone, for example, you say, oh, if someone went to his wife, you can't say, oh, you went to guest the sunnah. No. That's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something on him personally. He hasn't forced anyone to do it. Okay. But what he will request from us is stay up at night. Now, for example, in our masjid, I'll make the announcement now, on this 10 nights, we'll be having qiyam from 12 to 1. We'll be having qiyam from 12 to 1. So brothers, come. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do qiyam. For example, if you never done it throughout the whole month, this is the best time for you to do it. And wake up his family. wake up his family. There's no selfishness in our deen. For example, wife, and do when you work with a lot of wisdom. Ya Ummul Abaneen, Ummul Awlad, oh my mother of the children, oh the mother of my children, oh the mother of my children, let us fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's some brothers, they do qiyam with their wives. And I will advise you too. If you wake up and you know a little bit of Quran and you want to work with your woman, be free to do so. This is a part of Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. There is some sisters we know in Ramadan, they're working full-time job, 9-to-5 job. Wallahi al-Azim, they finish Quran twice in the month of Ramadan in Qiyam and Tarawih. Wallahi al-Azim, twice. They do 8 rak'ah after Isha, 8 rak'ah in Qiyam. And we know women, they've got their periods. Let's not get into details. But they finish Quran twice in this holy month. A lot with struggle. So now, if you can, of course, if you can, do so. If you cannot, there is facilities in this mosque. Come, join us. And Qiyam is a salah where it's a bit tall, a bit longer. Long ruku, long sujood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need any language. Ask him in any language that you need. But the best dua that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did in this last 10 nights was, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun. Seek for forgiveness, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask him for salama and lutf and mercy on our brothers in Gaza. This is the time. Ya Allah, I've sinned. I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. Then Ya Allah, please be merciful towards our brothers. So now you've made dua for yourself and you made dua for the ummah. In these last 10 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept one of the two. Either way is a win-win situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ummah of Islam will strive. The ummah of Islam, they will win. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the wa'dah, He has given us the promise. But are you forgiven? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Islam, Wallahu mutimmu nurah. This light will shine till the day of judgment. No one will put it off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that promise. Now, are you forgiven? That's totally up to you. It depends on you. Therefore, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we say shadda mi'zara, is not here to punish you. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do this dua. Listen to this. Innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, you are tolerant, kareemun, generous. You love to forgive. Oh Allah, forgive me. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say that throughout the whole night. The one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him in Surah Al-Fath, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Oh Muhammad, whatever you've done and whatever is coming, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven. Any sin in the past or any sin, upcoming sin, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ, it's forgiven. So now him, he is forgiven. And he is teaching our ummah. You driving while going to work, instead of listening in the radio, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. You going home from mosque, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. You in the car, we listen to the radio, put it off these 10 days. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. And let me give you, for example, you are with the kids in the car. Come on, let's say it together. Ta'aleem wa ghufran. تعليم وغفران
You teaching, education,
and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives.
Create the environment of deen and of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life, in your surrounding, starting from these 10 days.
You know, our Islam is really simple. Our deen is really simple. Our religion is really simple. It's a straightforward matter. It's how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Wallahi al-azim, some of us here, Allah knows best, I won't be able to tell you.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them already. But we wouldn't know. This is the secret of our life, of a Muslim life, of a believer life. He doesn't know till he goes into his grave.
Sahaba had Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Uthman ibn Affan, ma darra ibn Affan ma amila ba'da al-yawm. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about Ammar ibn Yasir, Salman al-Farisi, and Ali ibn Talib, ibn Abi Talib, inna al-jannatu tashtaqu ila thalath, Salman wa Ammar wa Ali.
All these sahabas, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given them the good news of Jannah.
But after they hear the news, the effort was doubled. The effort was more than the previous one. Why? Because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them how to be grateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا.
Don't I want be, do not want, do not do, don't I want not to be grateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Should I not be grateful towards Allah Azza wa Jal? أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. So now, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be satisfied with you, first of all, we need to be grateful. How are you grateful towards Allah Azza wa Jal? Stop complaining. How do you want to be grateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? With the ibadah, adoration. Do your ibadah. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. As much as you can. Of course, some people, they need to sleep in night time. Some people, they need their rest. Of course, that's totally understandable. Do 2 rak'ah, do 4 rak'ah. Now, if you don't know Quran, there is in the mosque from 12 to 1, come to the mosque and read Qiyam.
Do 4 rak'ah, do 2 rak'ah, do 6.
No one will say anything to you. No one will criticize you. Who am I to criticize you? Me first, as an imam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you to come to the mosque of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. Who am I to criticize you? Now you've come for 2 rak'ah, marhaban. You've come for 4 rak'ah, marhaban. You've come for 8 rak'ah, marhaban. But these 10 days, just like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it special, make it special. For you who know a little bit of Quran, and wake up and pray tahajjud at home, wake your miss up, missus. Darling, get up please. Let us fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. Let's pray salat together. Let's fear Allah azza wa jal together. Let's get close to Allah azza wa jal together. Do you want us to be together in Jannah? Of course I do. So let us be together here in ibadah.
Oh, they say, when you go, well, I don't know how it happens here, but in France, you know, when you get married and you go to the, what's his name? Register office, la mairie, city hall, yes, to get married. So when they make that little speech to tell you what's the right for the man towards the woman or the woman towards the man, so they add that as well. Make sure to be with each other, whether it's in a good time or a bad time. That this Islam has taught you this before. An-nisa istawsu bin nisa khayra. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Hajjatul Wada', seek you women point of view. Istawsu bin nisa khayra. But remember, they are under your responsibility, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ
وأمه وصاحبته وصاحبته.
And the hadith رواه إمامنا الترمذي, a woman, the one who gives you a lot of love, your children, and a lot of concern. You spend most of your time with your wife or with your mom. Okay, you get married at 25 years old. Say you die at 70, 80 years old. Most of the time you've spent, is it with mom or with wife?
Wife. That same woman. That same woman.
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says,
a woman can take four persons into Jahannam. Hadith rawahu Imam al-Tirmidhi. A father, a brother, a husband, and a son. So do you want to be one of them? It's your turn. It's your responsibility, brothers. أيقظ أهله. 15 minutes. You do wake up for food, for sihri. If not, then make a habit, wake up for sihri. تسحروا فإن في السحور بركة. Let us merely just from ألم تراتي القل أعوذ برب الناس. 10, 15 minutes. 4 ركعة, 6 ركعة, 2 ركعة. But these 10 days, make it different to the first 20 days. In your worships, in your closeness to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the door. Once you test the halawa, the sweetness of qiyam, you will never ever want to let go. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to act upon what has been said. And another thing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do was i'tikaf. I'tikaf is getting time, your time, free just for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only for ibadah. Alhamdulillah, we've got one brother, he's here for 10 days. Now, we do need some youngsters, of course, or non-youngsters, if they want to come spend the weekend or spend 3 days, of course, bring your bistras, inshallah ta'ala. There is for them as well, qiyam, it will be for them. And they'll have durus, inshallah ta'ala, after taraweeh. For half an hour, 45 minutes, inshallah, durus regarding Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Many, many stages of his life. How birrul walidain. And a brother, inshallah, he'll give us on a daily basis, every single night, inshallah ta'ala.
So, this is our program, and of course, searching for Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is not the 27th night. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِلْتَمِسُوهَا فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ وَفِي رِوَيْتِ ابْنِ عَبَّاسِ فِي سَبْعِينَ بَقِينَ. There's another riwayat says, in last 7 nights, and some saying in last 10 nights. So of course, when in a mosque, you're doing ibadah, hoping that this night is night of Laylatul Qadr. One of the nights is going to be that night. And of course, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr fi thawab. في الثواب, in reward, is better than 1,000 nights in reward. Just imagine if you pray 2 rak'ah in that night, it's just like for 1,000 nights you've been praying 2 rak'ahs. That's the reward that you get.
خير من ألف شهر. 1,000 months, عفواً. 2 rak'ah on that night, 2 rak'ah on that night, you do the calculation. It's like if you've been praying the reward, it's like you've been praying 2 rak'ah that night for 1,000 months. Some of us don't even live 1,000 months. 1,000 months, how many years is it? Huh? How many years? 81 to 84 years. That's, some of us don't even live that much. Some of us don't even live that long.
So inshallah ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon what has been said. Brothers, pray your sunnah. And inshallah, if anyone's willing for tahajjud, by all means, inshallah, come and see me and I will explain to you the program, inshallah ta'ala. And don't forget tomorrow, our grand iftari tomorrow. After Asr, Saturday, Sundays, Asr at 5:15. After Asr, on Saturday, Sundays, there's inshallah tafsir. So all the brothers are requested to come and ask tomorrow, inshallah, as well for the iftar. Jazakumullah khair, subhanahu wa ta'ala, rabbika Qu'est-ce qu'on a?
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الذي أعزنا بالإسلام وأكرمنا برمضان وجعل العشر الأواخر من أفضل الأيام وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله خير الأنام وأفضل من صلى وصام وصلى التهجد والقيام صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واتبع سنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فيا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته ولنعلم أن الله عز وجل بحكمته فضل بعض الأزمنة على بعض وهو يقول إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر وهو يقول والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر روى مسلم من حديث عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر شد مئزره وأحيا ليلة وأيقظ أهله أو كما قالت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى قال عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر صاعا من تمر أو صاعا من شعير على العبد والحر والذكر والأنثى والصغير والكبير من المسلمين وأمر بها أن تؤدى قبل خروج الناس إلى الصلاة عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه باسمه وثنى بملائكة قدسه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة وعن العشرة المبشرة وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم الطف بإخواننا في فلسطين اللهم الطف بإخواننا في غزة اللهم كن معهم وعليك بالظالمين الغاصبين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العلي الجليل يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أولى وأهم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
Brothers, we have a guest today from Birmingham Hall Green Masjid, mashallah, so we'll make an announcement.
My dear respected brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers, alhamdulillah, blessed to be able to come to Allah's house today. Alhamdulillah, many of you know that we've been here before and collected when we were buying the building. We bought a big pub about 4 years ago in Birmingham for 1.1 million. Alhamdulillah, we got full planning permission to turn it into a masjid, Masjid Sulaiman bin Dawood. Alhamdulillah. The renovation works have been going on now. The total renovation cost will be 1.9 million. Alhamdulillah, we've raised over £1 million. And just before this Ramadan, 3 days before, we opened the one part of the hall. Alhamdulillah, within the first night, we were outside. We had 300 people praying outside. Such was the demand for the masjid. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless all those who have donated previously. But again, I'm asking, again, we've come here. Please, my brothers, whatever you can, help us continue with the restoration of this masjid. Alhamdulillah, especially in the blessed month of Ramadan, we've been honored again to be able to come to your masjid where our rewards are multiplied. This is a sadqa jariya, will count for us not only in this life, but for the next. Whether it's a masallah, which is £500, a share, which is 50, whether it's £5 or 5 pence, this is a blessing and a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So please donate whatever you can, card, machine or cash. Please do help us. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullah. Kya announcement kya hai? Kal ka?
Iftari ka.
Brothers, mashallah, first of all, the brothers has come from Birmingham. We were there last week as well. And mashallah, whenever we go, whatever the appeal we have, they always help us. And mashallah, they're doing brilliant work. They got two masajid now. One already completed, now they start to set a second one as well. And in that particular area, Hall Green area, there is no masjid near the airport, not far from the Birmingham airport. So try and donate generously. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your donation and reward you, inshallah. These brothers, mashallah, always helpful. They have helped our masjid when I was doing the work. I think 4 or 5 times already they helped. We've been there. And mashallah, with the last Ramadan as well, with a good mashallah amount. So even this project, the houses that we bought, 4 houses, alhamdulillah, we've got. Mashallah, they helped us out. So brothers, try and donate generously as much as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your donation and reward you, inshallah. Arif Bhai just told me that tomorrow we have an iftari program from our masjid, and it's a grand iftari. So please make sure that you come, inshallah. And there will be a program after 5:15, inshallah. Asr is 5:15. And then day after, there will be a program. So you can sit, inshallah, until iftari. And then have iftari and then go. And then next Friday, there'll be Khatm al-Quran, and again, inshallah, iftari program will have, inshallah, on that day as well, Friday. And then Eid will be depending on a moon sighting. I'm just saying this because I'll be traveling tomorrow, inshallah. So I'm just making an announcement, let you know that Eid will be depending on a moon sighting, but there'll be 2 salah. One is 7 o'clock Eid salah on that day. On the day of Eid, 6:15, 6:15 is Fajr. So after Fajr namaz, straight away, you can sit, you don't need to go home. Sit in the masjid. Straight after Fajr salah, there'll be a bayan for 30 minutes. And then inshallah, Eid salah 7 o'clock, and then you can go home. That's the one. And the second Eid salah will be inshallah at 9:30. So it will be on Sunday, either Sunday or either Monday, inshallah. As I mentioned, I will be leaving inshallah tomorrow. Sunday morning, immediately after Fajr. So I may go tomorrow night from here to London and stay overnight and then leave from there. I'm not sure. However, inshallah, brothers, please do dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make my traveling easy, and I will do dua as well. And then after Egypt, inshallah, I will be going for Umrah for a few days. There are 2 brothers are going with me. So inshallah, I will be with them as well. We'll be in Makkah and Medina for a few days. And then, because just got an opportunity, alhamdulillah, the ticket is very cheap, about £100 from Cairo to Jeddah. So took that opportunity and said, okay, let's go, bismillah. Brothers, you have donated, mashallah, throughout the month. And as you've seen, we have posted the work that we've carried out inside the Gaza. And inside the Yemen, they'll be inside Morocco as well, West Bank as well. So this is the places, alhamdulillah, your donation is going. And inshallah, as the media, you know, whatever the media, whatever the videos, whatever we get, inshallah, we'll keep updating on a WhatsApp. So jazakumullah khairan, as I said, for your kind donation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it and reward you in this world and in the hereafter. Brothers, please do dua. I know you're giving your donation, but make sure that you make dua. These are the last 10 nights and very difficult time. Very, very difficult time. Our brothers and sisters going through in Palestine and in Gaza especially, even in the West Bank. So please don't forget them in your duas. The war has started again. They already killed, just within 5-6 days, they killed more than 1,200 people already. So please do dua. And, you know, unfortunately, I was sitting with a few people in this month. This was 1 week ago. And they're saying, Muslim. They're telling me, why did, you know, Maulana, all this happened. Why it happened? What do you think? I said, I don't know. You tell me. He said, because Hamas attack. That's why it happened. These are the thoughts of our brothers and sisters. This is what this is not just one particular group that I heard from. Many places I hear this. Remember, this is the Western propaganda. You know what the Munafiq used to say? When the 70 Muslims were martyred in Uhud, you know what the Munafiq said? He said, why did Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why did Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam claim the prophecy? That is why we have lost the 70 lives today. And this is exactly, either they're saying out of, maybe they don't have no knowledge, or maybe they just, I don't call them Munafiq or hypocrites. I'm just telling you the ideology and the mentality that they had, the Munafiq had. And this is saying that I'm not here and standing and defending Hamas or any other. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying before this attack, Israel been killing the Palestinian for 70 years, more than 100,000. There was no attack. So how do you justify this? So be careful before you speak. Please be careful before you speak. If you don't want to donate, don't. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't need your donation. They don't need your donation. They have Allah with them. Remember, but you need Allah. They don't need you, but you need Allah. So my brothers, I just want to make you aware of this. That make sure, in the month of Ramadan, whatever you're speaking, make sure. Otherwise, if you don't want to, just keep quiet. This is the concept of kuffar, of non-Muslim. This is all the Western media, they're speaking this. And you're supporting this statement. Oh, this happened because of this. This happened because of this. So brothers, please do dua in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. And donate whatever you can, inshallah. And even if you can't, as I said, make dua, but don't say anything. Jazakumullah khair.
Fill in the gaps, brother, please. Jazakumullah. Fill in the gaps.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salat, hayya 'ala as-salat, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamat as-salat, qad qamat as-salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وأبصر فسوف يبصرون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين الله أكبر فسبحان سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر رحمتك يا لطيف رحمتك يا رحيم الله أكبر سبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله رب العالمين الله أكبر ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر لطفك يا لطيف رحمتك يا رحمن الدنيا والآخرة الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم يا مسلك القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك صلى اللهم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك
अच्छा पहले अगर माइक बंद कर दे।